telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom. What is up, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to this Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talk about waking up to a ton of news. Holy cow. We're going to get to all of it, including the news that's been breaking over the last hour or two about a 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, who is the suspect that has been arrested in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. I'm going to get into some of the evidence that police have seized from Mr. Mangione. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to get to, holy cow, Bashar al-Assad gone. A 10-day push by the rebel forces in Syria resulting in the fall of a nearly 50-year-old totalitarian regime that deployed chemical weapons against its own people. We're going to talk about all of that. I also have a great guest joining me today. Two of them, in fact. I've got Kate Smith. She is the director of the LGBTQI Plus Policy Center at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about the oral arguments last week in the Scrimeti case. She is joining me again at 2:30, bottom of this hour, and at 3:30, it is Overtime with Dom Salvia. My little buddy is going to be joining me. We are going to talk in detail about Donald Trump's mystifying interview on NBC yesterday morning. I guess that's the only way I can say it. I have listened to the whole thing a couple of times, y'all. And yes, the press has covered a lot of specific substantive topics, but there's a couple of hot takes from yours truly that you're not going to want to miss. I'm going to start that discussion at the top of the hour. But we have, of course, here at Civic Media, kicked off our grown-up gift list text to win sweepstakes contest today. I hope you have been participating. In the 7, 11, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours, we will drop a word of the hour on you. You text that in, you will either win $100 or maybe a little overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You got to text in via the app, everybody. So go get that app. It's free from wherever you find your apps. And then, of course, we're going to choose one grand prize winner at the end of the sweepstakes contest. Super cool. You can check out all the details and the rules at civicmedia.us/grownupgiftlist. I wish I could participate, Cardi, but we can, sadly, being employed here, we cannot do so. But I do want to give all of you the breaking news just coming out over the last couple of hours that, again, Luigi Mangione has been arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He is the person of interest, a suspect. My word, that word has not yet been used by either New York City police or Altoona, Pennsylvania police. Here's the question that I want to ask all of you. It's a couple of questions. The first question is, how do you feel about this? There was apparently a 3-page handwritten manifesto that police have gotten their hands on, written by Mr. Mangione. The accounts that I've heard so far, it hasn't been released, is that it is anti-corporate. I'm not surprised by that anti-corporateness. But how does Mr. Mangione's arrest as a person of interest in the killing last Wednesday at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time of UnitedHealthcare CEO, what was your gut feeling when that occurred? And I'd also, here's the bigger question that I want to ask. And this ties into the Trump interview today, because we watched Mr. Mangione, if it is indeed he, allegedly shoot somebody down with intentionality, with planning, meticulous planning, with an agenda. We watched someone commit intentional homicide, right? We've all seen the videos. we have watched a national law enforcement apparatus and media apparatus respond to this. If you're on social media, you've probably seen lots of posts about this. So all of this incredible attention. And again, watching someone commit a crime on video. And Mr. Mangione, due to a very aware customer or employee at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This is how police arrested Mr. Mangione. Someone either eating or working at a McDonald's thought, this dude looks a little bit like those photographs of this guy, and he's acting weird. And they called it into the Altoona police. The old, if you see something, say something. But here's what I'd like to ask you. We have watched people commit crimes on videotape before. Okay. We watched people commit crimes on January 6th, 2021. And even if the people on January 6th, 2021 genuinely believed that Donald Trump had won the election, which he did not, they nonetheless broke the law. They nearly killed Officer Daniel Hodges, who's been a guest on my show twice. They engaged in illegal trespass. They damaged governmental property. They threatened law enforcement agents. We watched that happen. We have video of these people doing it. And yet, as confirmed by Donald Trump during his interview yesterday on NBC, it seems that the president of the United States is poised to pardon some of these people. So, an angry mob of mostly white people committed a whole lot of crimes on January 6, 2021. Donald Trump's looking to pardon some of them. A very rich white guy CEO gets shot down in Midtown New York City. We find the killer. It brings to mind for me some of the other crimes that we have witnessed on videotape that we have not found our way to justice as a society. And I was born in 1977. So I watched what happened to Rodney King. And I remember the day a jury acquitted the police officers who nearly beat Mr. King on videotape to death. So what does justice mean to you in this country? Because once you get past all of the partisan rancor and all of these claims about political bias in law enforcement, I'll tell you what I see. I see different rules for rich and powerful people. And then I see rules for everybody else. And heaven help you, if you are not rich and powerful and you are a black or brown person in this country. Because Rodney King, he didn't get any justice. LA erupted into rioting after that. OJ Simpson, rich and powerful guy. He got the big acquittal. So I feel really in this very bizarre place as I watch our national response to this CEO's murder. And in the same breath, Daniel Penny, a former Marine who choked a man to death on the New York subway, has just been acquitted. That was on tape too. Where do we draw the line? What does justice actually look like in the United States? Do you feel like the system is fair? Because the thing that we can talk about the Hunter Biden pardon too. And I'm going to go through one of the, at least some of the evidence that they've collected off of Mr. Mangiano. And I also want to tell you what I think is going to legally end up being like the big argument in his criminal case. But do you feel like our legal system actually gets us to anything close to justice in this country? Because I don't know. I'm looking around and it doesn't feel that way to me. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I'm a lawyer. And here's the thing. And there's a lot of arguments about the Hunter Biden pardon. But I'm going to make this one again and again and again and again. And that is, if we're all looking around going, what would be totally unfair to punish or imprison Hunter Biden because nobody gets charged like he did. If that's true, then why the hell is the penalty what it is for the crimes with which Hunter Biden was charged? If that's so unfair, then why the hell does the federal criminal code say that these are the appropriate penalties for that crime? Might it be that we have a long history of effectively operating our criminal justice system via extortion? And that means if you're poor and you don't have access and power, prosecutors will charge every conceivable thing under the books. Whether or not that makes sense from a justice perspective, and they will do that to extort pleas. And in fact, Donald Trump made that very argument on NBC this past weekend. So where are you in this argument? Because it's a bizarre moment. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My name's Maggie Dawn. You got Cardi on the board. If you give him a call, be sure you say hello. We're going to take your thoughts when we come back after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.